So recruitment is when you increase the number of motor units that are contracting. And this is going to increase the tension again. So again, if you're picking up something that you think is going to be lightweight and it turns out to be very heavy, your brain may have sent a signal for, say, 10,000 motor units to contract, but in fact you needed 50,000 in order to pick up that item. The other time that recruitment comes in handy is when you're holding something heavy for a period of time. For example, if you're holding a stack of books or something, you may start with a certain number of motor units that are contracted in order to hold that book steady or that pile of books steady. But over time, each motor unit is going to start to fatigue or get tired. And what happens is with recruitment, new motor units can be called in to take the place of the motor units that have grown fatigued. And in fact, motor units can kind of do almost like a relay race where they will take turns resting and contracting in order to allow you to continue to hold on to something heavy, for example, for a long time. Now, obviously, again, this can't go on forever because eventually the motor units fatigue to the point where they can't come back into contraction. And that's when your arms, for example, start to shake and you might drop something. Isotonic and isometric contractions. With isotonic, as the tension increases, the muscle itself is going to shorten. Some examples of this would be picking up a box or walking. With isometric contractions, as the tension increases, the muscle's actually going to stay the same length. And your book uses as an example holding a heavy weight or trying to lift up something really, really heavy like a car or something like that. I want to point out about muscle relaxation. We've talked about how muscles contract. So again, how do they relax? How do they get back to their relaxed size and shape? And there's a couple of reasons why muscles go back to their original shape. The first is the elastic force on the tendons kind of pulls the muscle back into its original shape. The second reason is that most of our skeletal muscles work in pairs, and while one muscle contracts, another muscle relaxes. And so the opposing muscle in the pair will often contract when the muscle in question is relaxing, and that's going to cause the muscle to stretch. And then number three is this very simple gravity usually pulls the muscles back into the shape and size that they were before the contraction.